11-7 is the score. Wrangell leading by four. Here's we're coming out of this second, just beginning second quarter action here. Basketball is going to be over, and it looks like the Wrangell Wolves are going to have the basketball to start the quarter. So anyhow, Glacier Bears come back out. Wolves playing in that 2-3 zone defense, and they match up, and they really work hard on it, and they anticipate the passes. They're very good at that one. All right, the ball ends up in Stokes' hands for the Wolves as they come out on the right side. They'll go back inside to Dingwall. Dingwall wants the baseline, and he's got it, but now he's going to draw the foul on Klinger. Quite often over the years, we've been kind of watching Dingwall there. And basically, if he gets the ball in his hands, he only really has one thing on his mind. He's going to try to shoot it. And so Glacier Bears are going to have to anticipate that. He very seldom gives the basketball up once he gets it. First free throw is a little bit long, doesn't get it. He had 6 points in the ball game last night, has yet to score so far this morning here. Just beginning second quarter action. Mason Dingwall in and out, no rebound fought for. Who's going to come up with it? Looks like that'll be Gerald, and he goes back out. And then immediately gets the ball back in the hands of... And Stokes, he comes away with a three-pointer on it and goes through the legs of Stearns, but he's able to gain control and comes back to the baseline, wants to go somewhere. They have him trapped in the corner. That's one thing that the boys do down there. Once they get somebody trapped in the corner, they don't try to reach after the basketball. They just go straight up with their hands, and that's what they did. They got Stearns. So we've got Klinger coming out of the ball game, Stearns coming out of the game. And we've got Sage coming in along Sundberg, and we got Dalton Klinger into the basketball game here. Alley-oops inside, going to be checked, however, as they tried to go into Sage on that one. So and they got Badger in there for the Haynes Glacier Bears. So Dalton Klinger will inbound on the right-hand side of the hoop. Looking. Sage breaks down the lane. Now they come out to Badger, though, and they reverse it right around to Sunbird. Nothing going, however, as they try to go inside to Klinger. And he has the ball stolen away by Stokes, and he's on the dribble. He'll come down and stops, wants to put up the shot, doesn't, goes into Dingwall, puts up the fake, up and in. So Mason Dingwall gets his first 2 points as he got Sage up in the air. He waited for him to come back down, and he went back up, tapped around, ends up in Sage's hands. He puts up the shot. Klinger comes down with it, up, no good. Rebound fought for underneath, and ends up in the hands of Gerald, and he'll get it out to Stokes quickly down the left-hand side. Wolves open up a bit of a lead here, 16-7. Back to Stokes, three-pointer on the way off the back of the iron. Rebound fought for underneath. Sage comes away with it for the Glacier Bears. Quickly down the court. Badger will put up a long three. Bounces around off the iron. Rebound back down in the hands of Gerald. And he's going to bring it up the court for the Wolves as he quickly gets down there. Sunbird going to keep him from going to the lane, however, and up to the hoop. They'll come back out. They'll set the ball back in the hands of Gillen. He goes hard to the hoop. Rebound fought for underneath. And Dalton Klinger comes away with it. Back over to Cox, goes down the right side. He wants to go to the hoop, puts up a little runner, and is going to draw the foul. Trevor did the right thing there. He just kept going. Nobody was going to stop him. Put up a little runner for about 6 or 8 feet. And if that Stokes, and that'll be Blake Stokes' third. So Wrangell can afford, he can't afford to have him come out of the ball game. Cox misses the first one from the free throw line. And let's see if he's going to leave Stokes in the ball game. Somebody's coming off the bench. We'll see if Blake's coming out here at the 6:22 mark of the second quarter. And looks like walking all the way over there is Audison. And I think Stokes is going to come out of the ball game. Can't afford to pick up that fourth foul here. 6:22 to go here in the second quarter to play. Trevor Cox at the free throw line. This is his second chance. He missed the first one here. He's up there. Shots on the way. Looks better and is. So he gets the first one and his first point of the varsity game for him here. Quickly down the court. And that was off the side. Fought for underneath. Ran the rebound ball wisely. That was a nice play by Tyler Gillen. He was standing pretty much and jumped out of bounds. But before he came down, he threw the ball back in hard and went off of one of the Glacier Bears and out of bounds. So he was thinking basketball when he did that one. They go into Audison. He puts up the shot a little too hard. Rebound fought for. Now it's going to be knocked away. Who comes up with it? And if Dingwall, he wants to go inside. Now it goes to Swinton, and he's going to be fouled. The foul's going to be on 45. Jason Dingwall, his first personal foul. Looks like Trent Stokes is coming off the bench here. Trent had a broken hand earlier in the season here, so he hasn't had a lot of chance to get out on the court, but He's healthy now. 8-16 is the score. Wrangell Wolves lead 8-16. Glacier Bears have the ball, though. And Badger comes down. Now they reverse it back. And Coach Bossman, he wants to take a quick timeout here to discuss it here. He wants to get in the offense and get a good shot on this one with an 8-16 deficit here. And midway through the second quarter of play here, Glacier Bears need to get into the offense. They've been pretty fortunate, really, down low because the Wrangell Wolves have had a number of, well, point-blank shots. I mean, within 4 or 5 feet of the hoop and missed all of them. So they've been pretty fortunate. They could have easily been down more, but they were lucky enough to have those go off the side for the Glacier Bears, and so that was a break for them. But Mason Dingwall's got 2 points, Odison one, Blake Stokes three-pointer, and Bryce Gerald has 4, 6 for Aaron Howell for the Glacier Bears. Sunbird picking up 5 points, Josh Stern's getting a couple, and Trevor Cox picking up one from the free throw line. So Glacier Bears out on the court now. We've got Kyle Klinger, Swenton, Badger, Cox, and Sunberg out there for the Glacier Bears. They're going to inbound right here in front of the scorer's bench right below us. Okay. Ball goes into Sunberg out at the top. 5:58 to go here in the second quarter. Back to Badger. Takes a couple dribbles cross court to Cox. He wants the baseline. Stops. Puts it up. Partially checked. Rebound fought for underneath. Swenton comes away with it for the Glacier Bears. He'll bring it back out and set the offense. Sunberg goes left-hand side to Badger. He'll put up a little jumper about 8. Goes off the side of the rim. Cox comes down with it. Throws it back up. Odison comes away with it for the Wolves. And they're quick down the court. Thrown down almost and lost it. But now the Wolves are going to come up with it as they fought for that one and come away with it as Gerald came at the ball. Now they come out to the top. Howell goes down the lane. Kicks the ball back out to Odison. Doesn't get anything. And they're going to set the offense again. Trent Stokes comes out. They'll reverse the ball back over to Gillen. Gillen will run the offense now that Blake Stokes is out of the ball game. So Gillen's out at the top. Makes a couple of dribbles, looking inside. Can't find anybody. Cutting across comes Odison. Fakes it and doesn't get anything out of it. So he'll give the ball back out to Howell on the left-hand side. Howell goes down the lane. Stop jumper about 6. Rolls around, doesn't go fought for underneath. Rebound down to Trent Stokes. He throws the ball back out to the top. Badger didn't see it coming. But could have had it. Now they come back down. Shot goes up and in by Barrett Bryce Gerald, and he's got 6 points in the ball game. He got his man up in the air. He just kind of waited patiently. They go to Kyle Klinger, wants the baseline. Goes underneath, stripped out of his hands, however, back into the hands of the Wolves, and they're quick up the court. Coming back down, got a bit of travel. Didn't call it, however, and Bryce Gerald comes back. Shot goes to Odison, and he buries it from the free throw line. And he's got 3, 20-8 to score. Back to Badger. He puts up the shot off the iron. Rebound comes back down quick into the hands of Gerald, and he doesn't waste any time. He's right up and down the court. That's what the Wolves like to do. Trent Stokes, shot on the way from 3. Fight for the rebound underneath. Still nobody controls it. Ball goes on the floor. It's going to be wrangled ball underneath. Basically what happened on that one, I think, is Swenton came down with it, and when he did, the ball was standing out and right on the line, and of course the official was standing right there checking into the ballgame. Howell will take it for the Wolves. Stearns comes into the ballgame for the Glacier Bears. They get the ball back inside to Gillen. He'll break a dribble across the free throw line. Doesn't go in, however, and he'll come back out. 4:40 to go here in the second quarter. Wrangell 20, Haynes 8. Breaking down the lane, here comes Odison. Doesn't do anything with it. Comes back out to Howell. Looks at the hoop. Changes his mind, however, and he'll get the ball back out to the top, and they're going to reverse it back around to Gerald. They go back inside. Come out to Trent. Back outside to Howell. Long three. No rebound underneath. Fought for into in the hands of down to the hands of Gillen. He put up the shot, but Odison comes away with it. They try to go back inside to Stokes. Tapped away by Sunberg. He's on the way. Comes back down, up, and draws the foul. That was a nice play. Jordan Badger filled that lane and got the bucket and the foul, but basically Keegan Sunberg really set that up. He kept the dribble going with his left hand, went to the hoop, drew the defense to him, dished it off to Badger. Badger got the shot. The defense reacted and came back and fouled him, so that's the first personal foul on Aaron Howell, and that's going to send Jordan Badger to the free throw line. 2 points so far this morning. First chance for him from the line. Glacier Bears need every one of these free throws to go here. This one's on its way in and out. No rebound fought for underneath. Odison comes away with it for the Wolves. And slowly up the court come the Wolves this time as they're working that left-hand side. Howell goes out. Nothing going, however. Comes back to Gillen. Back over to Howell. He takes the dribble on the right side. Stops. had taken the shot. Elected not to, however, and they'll reverse it back around. The Wolves just patient on their offense this time as they come down. Comes back out, wanted to put up the three-pointer with Gillen. Changed his mind, however, and he'll keep the dribble. Swinton puts a lot of pressure on. Comes down, Gillen goes in there. Good defense that time by Sundberg. They try to go back inside to Odison. He can't do anything with it, so the Wolves will set it back out. 2:55 to go here in the second quarter. Coming down the center of the lane, there's going to be a whistle on it as Bryce Gerald went hard to the hoop. Foul's going to be on number 22, Josh Stearns. That'll be his second. Coming off the bench, the Cox back into the ballgame for the Glacier Bears. And who's going to come out? Swinton will take it. So the Wolves are going to have the basketball on the right-hand side of the court. Gerald inbound. He slaps the ball. Movement by the Wolves. They go through Trent Stokes' hand, and he's not able to handle it. Goes out of bounds. So Trent really wasn't ready for that one. It was a pretty fast pass, and he was only about 2 feet away, and it was a little bit too hard on the pass. All right, Cox will bring it up across the half-court line, picked up there a little bit, but he'll push it all the way down, gives it out to Stearns. Sundberg drives down the lane, jumper from the free throw line, no. Rebound fought for, comes back down in the hands of Bryce Gerald. Glacier Bears not getting too many offensive boards here. They try to go inside. Sundberg tries to make the steal. Ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to go to the Glacier Bears. Swinton comes off the bench. Okay, it's going to be Sundberg, like Swinton checks into it. Coach Stokes is up saying, now, wait a minute, I had a better view of that one, and I know it's not white ball. But he didn't rule, so the Glacier Bears are going to get the basketball. I had a pretty good view of that one, too. I'm not quite sure they got that one. Swinton goes hard to the hoop, up and in. So Dylan Swinton, that's his first 2 points. Nobody stopped him. He went to the basket. 8-point lead by the Wolves right now. They have the basketball. 2:15 to go here in the second quarter of play. Back out at the top. Bryce Gerald directing traffic where he wants Trent Stokes to go. Now they go across the side. Movement by the Wolves. They come down to Gillen. He goes back inside to Odison. Stops, puts up the shot from about 4 feet away and gets down inside. Odison's a big kid that's 6'2". He gets inside. Cox comes down. He puts up the shot in and out. No rebound down to Badger, and he's going to be tied up. They like to go to Odison coming off that baseline, stepping up there about 3 or 4 feet away, right dead center of the paint, because he gets the ball. He can go right or left. Keegan Sundberg checks into the game for the Glacier Bears, and that's what they did this time. A little bit of pressure by the Glacier Bears. They go inside to Trent Stokes. He gets it across the half-court line, waits patiently, comes back down to Howley. Kick it back out to Odison. Shots on its way, nothing but air. Rebound comes back down in the hands, and there's going to be a whistle on it. That ball fell right into the hands of Aaron Howell, and he tried to go up with the shot here, and looks like the foul is going to be on the Glacier Bears. Keegan Sundberg, his first personal foul. Keegan fouled out last night, so he wants to stay in the ball game here tonight, but not much he could do there. Would have been an easy bucket, I think, for Aaron Howell. He's got 6 points so far this morning. This one's the first one from the free throw line off the back of iron. No. So he's going to have a second here. 17 fouls on the Wrangell Wolves, 15 fouls on the Haynes Glacier Bears. 1:42 to go here in the second quarter. 10-point lead by the Wrangell Wolves. Shot is up on its way from the free throw line. Looks a little long, bounces around. Odison comes away with it. Fought for underneath. Who comes up with it? Looks like Badger's going to hustle down, but he's going to immediately turn the basketball back over to Gerald. Comes back down to Trent Stokes, all the way over to Gillen. He puts up a three, no rebound, and looks like over the back here, I'm pretty sure. 44, and if it is, that'll be Odison's second personal foul. That definitely was over the back. That one was easy to pick that one out. All right. Our Glacier Bears shooting a 1-1. Dylan Swinton at the free throw. I had 9 points last night, 5 for 5 from the free throw line, 2 points in the ball game, 4 rebounds last night. This one's going to be a little bit short. Rebound comes back down into the hands of the Wolves, and there's another whistle here. Official's going to step over to the scoreboard.
Swinton with the takedown.
Is that it? Well, I was waiting. I wanted to make sure, but I thought that's what it was going to be because I think that's a wrestling move, but we're playing basketball. Okay, full court pressure by the Glacier Bears. Let's see how well they handle it. They come back inside, knocked away by Cox, but he immediately turns the basketball back over. This is where they miss having Blake Stokes out there. He's pretty good at handling the pressure, but he's sitting there with those three fouls right now. Come out to Gillen. comes back out to Trent Stokes, squares up to the hoop, over to back and forth. They're looking inside. Audison's working that low post down there, trying to find something to go. Howell can't find anybody. Audison steps out. Now they go to Trent Stokes. They go back inside. Cox gives up about 3 or 4 points there. And Tyler Gillen picks up his first 2 points of the basketball. They post it up, stop. Cox down low, alley-oop inside, doesn't go, however, on the alley. It hits the back of the rim, and the ball comes back down the hands of Gillen, and he's going to fire up a three, a little short, fight for it. Sunbird comes with it, going to be knocked out of bounds by one of the Wrangell Wolves. 39 seconds to go. Wrangell leads by 12, 24-12 right now. Glacier Bears need to get a good shot out of this one here with 39 seconds to go in this first half of play. Cox with the basketball. He'll bring it across the half-court line. He goes all the way inside to Sage, puts it up and in, and there's going to be a foul. Hudson Sage picks up 2 points there. Nice play that time by the Glacier Bears, recognizing that Sage was right there and dumped it into him, and he laid it up and in.
Nice job by Hudson to just keep that ball up and just attack the basket with it.
No kidding. That's Trent Stokes' first personal. Hudson's free throw on the way. No rebound fought for. Who comes away with it? Looks like Audison came away with it for the Wolves, and they'll come down. They're going to be content here, looks like, to go for that last shot, leading by 12. Now they want to bring Audison out to the free throw line. He does. Coming backside is Howell. Puts it up, and no, missed it. Shot. Rebound fought for underneath. Cox comes away with it. They go all the way down. Pass going to be stolen, however, and the alley-oop out to the side goes back, and they're going to throw the basketball away. Howell signed, breaking down that right lane, but it was a little too fast, and the pass was a little bit late, so Glacier Bears with 4.8 seconds. Let's see if they can get something going here. Hopefully, they can get a decent shot out of it. Now they go to Cox all the way down. Going to be knocked out of bounds here, and it's going to be back to Glacier Bear basketball here with 2.5 seconds to go on it. Looks like Sunberg's going to inbound right here in front of the scorer's bench. They got plenty of time to get the shot off if they can make a good pass. Long alley-oop to Badger. He alley-oops inside, and it's going to go out of bounds here. Badger pretty much realized that, well, I don't really have my feet under me, but I'm going to give it a shot anyway to see if I can get it up and into the hoop. Well, Glacier Bears able to pick up 7 points in that quarter, while the Wrangell Wolves extended all the way up to 24 points. So right now we've got the Haynes Glacier Bears with 14 and the Wrangell Wolves with 24. Keegan Sunberg, leading scorer for the Glacier Bears with 5 points. Badger and Stearns, Dylan Swinton, Hudson Sage, and Cox all have 1 or 2 points each for the Wrangell Wolves. Howell leads the scoring there. Howell and Gerald have 6 points each. Audison has 5 points in there, 3 for Blake Stokes, who had to sit down with those 3 personal fouls. And it'll be interesting to see if he comes out here to begin with. We'll see what Coach Stokes does on that one. And Mason Dingwall picks up a couple coming off the bench for the Wrangell Wolves. Pretty much the same game we anticipated it was going to be, up and down here. Quite a few turnovers, actually, and so a lot of missed shots here, too, by both teams.
Yeah, the Wolves were 11 for 29, 38% in that first half. Glacier Bears 6 for 26, 23%. Wolves out-rebounded the Glacier Bears 16-8 in that second quarter. 16-23 rebounding advantage for the Wolves. So they've been really dominating the backboard in that first half.
When the shot goes up by the Wolves, there's at least 2 rebounders and sometimes 3 charging the thing.
Yeah, Gerald and Audison both had 5 rebounds in that second quarter alone. Gerald's got 9 in the first half. I mean, that's a hell of a rebounding game for a game, not just to mention one half.
Well, he's going to go down there and try to come away with the ball.